The health department says a data transmission error was responsible for no COVID-19 deaths to be reported on Thursday. Thursday's numbers were grouped into Friday's report. Among the 35 announced deaths on Friday was a Summit County man between the ages of 65 and 44 who was hospitalized at the time of his death. Friday's death brings the county's death toll from the disease to 7. The health department says 16 of the deaths reported on Friday would have been reported on Thursday if there was no data error. In total, 1,655 Utahns have died from the disease. Statewide averages continued to fall on Friday as the health department announced 1,517 new cases, lowering the statewide rolling 7-day average of positive tests to 1,550 and the average for the percent of positive laboratory tests to 18.19%. The 7-day average for positive tests was over 1,800 one week ago. Summit County reported 25 new cases on Friday. Wasatch County reported 23. 7-day averages in both counties have declined over the past week as well. The health department says 446 people are currently hospitalized with the disease statewide, and referral center ICU bed occupancy remains alarmingly high, currently at 92%. As of Friday, over 281,000 doses of the vaccine have been administered in Utah, with over 48,000 people having received their second and final dose. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.